forget.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go. Just when I order Saint Nick's. When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she oughta give his face a smack. But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of wanna kiss him back. I'm just a fool when lights are low. I can't be prissy and quaint. I ain't the type that can faint. How can I be what I ain't? I can't say no.
All right. Very good. Very good. And that's the way we kick off the interview today here on Community Connection with the Children's Musical Theater and, of course, the 75th anniversary of Oklahoma. And they'll be doing the presentation, the play Oklahoma here, coming up, looks like, on the...
July 11th through the 14th at the Bartlesville Community Center. You can get your tickets now at the Bartlesville Community Center box office, or you can go online at www.bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com.
Now, I see something here about family bundles, and you can save a few bucks.
You can. You can get two adult tickets and two children tickets together for a bundle price of $64, or you can get four adult tickets for $84, and you go to the community center box office to get those tickets.
Now, once again with the theater, this is just absolutely wonderful. We have a lot of talented people who are out there making this sometimes a maiden voyage. Others have been around it a little bit, but this is really a big asset to our community and also to the kids to give them an opportunity to at least get a sample of the arts, the performing arts.
Absolutely. And with this show, we have all forms of dancing in this show. We have tap dancing. We have a little bit of square dancing. We have some beautiful ballet scenes, as well as the iconic music of Oklahoma. So it is well worth your time to come and see. Those of you who remember the days of Discoveryland gone past, our show is much better and much more exciting. You will love it. So you've got to come on July 11th through the 14th. We have two 7 o'clock shows on Friday and Saturday night, and we have two matinees on Saturday and Sunday.
Now, this production is right now, I can tell you're going to... If you're not sold out, you're going to be pretty close to it.
We hope so.
We're knocking on the door. So time is of the essence. Don't let that be. Oh, wait. Let's see if they have any tickets left. You might want to get them now just to make sure that you can fulfill your plans for that event.
Absolutely. We have a beautiful story of Curly and his long-lost love, Lori, on stage, as well as these two right here. We have Will Parker and Ado Annie, who are having a fun little comedical love story going on, and it's fun to watch. We have the best toe-tapping yeehaw and cowboys around, so you're going to want to come and see the show.
Okay, so Tobin, you're putting that on your resume. Toe-tapping
yeehaw and cowboy.
Now, you're going to go off to college to study music and maybe partake in a few of the arts there, too. You're college-bound.
Yeah, so, I mean, this organization has really opened up the world of music to me, and even if I don't do that as my full-time career, it's something that I always have, and it's something that I really appreciate about this organization.
Very, very good. Nick, I want to get to you. You're the music director. It says first time here, but the way you carry yourself, you've done this more than a minute.
Yeah, so I'm the director of choir and musicals in Altus, Oklahoma, on the other corner of the state.
Gotcha.
So I've done 5 musicals there. I just haven't done Oklahoma before, nor have I worked with CMT before. This is my first time up in Bartlesville.
Wow. Well, welcome to town. I hope you like it.
Oh, I love it.
What's not to love? I just moved here from the Chicago area, but not close enough to claim it. You too?
That's where I'm from, originally.
Oh, good. Yeah. Isn't this God's country down here?
Yeah, it seems like it.
I ain't never going back. That's all I got to say. And Ariel, where are you in school at this point in time?
I'm going on to be a senior at Bartlesville High School this year, or this coming year.
Okay, this is your second show. What was your first one?
My first one was last year's production of The Little Mermaid. Pretty fitting for my first show,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Ariel plays Ariel.
Not exactly.
Not exactly, okay. Okay, not exactly Ariel. Okay, this is really great. Now, Cindy, you've got all these talented young people, and you have all of these journeymen folks who are helping out, too. Easy to corral, easy to get under one roof, easy to roll this talent into one great big presentation?
Well, we've had a lot of behind-the-scenes work. We have thousands of hours of volunteers that come behind us and create our sets, build our sets, paint our sets, and then create fabulous costumes. The costumes for this show are unbelievable, and it just makes the visual picture on stage just that much more detailed. We have lots of volunteers that will join us when we move over to the community center and move sets on and off stage behind the scenes. We have props people. We have people downstairs helping the kids get in their costumes and keep track of those costumes. It takes a big crew to keep 58 kids in line.
Indeed. Now, those are the unsung heroes, the folks who are in charge of sets and props. I mean, well, we witness the music, we witness the acting, we witness the talent, we witness all these things. Sometimes we'll say, oh, well, that's kind of cool, and then we're lost in the story. But the story is not complete without the hard work that was put into developing and then putting these sets together.
Absolutely, and it's the amazing volunteers here in Bartlesville that help us bring this show together on the stage.
All righty, it's 8:44. We're 16 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and we're talking about the Children's Musical Theater and their presentation of Oklahoma. Can we do another song? Can I talk you guys into another one?
All right, one more.
Well, that was some arm twisting.
Yeah. Let's sing a song between Will Parker and 8:00 now as they talk about All or Nothing.
All or Nothing, and this is something you're going to hear in the presentation coming up in just a... about a week or so. Let's go ahead and fire away. Let's have it.
With me, it's all or nothing. Is it all or nothing with you? It can't be in between. It can't be now and then. No half and half romance will do. I'm a one-woman man, home-loving type, all complete with slippers and pipe. Take me like I am or leave me be. If you can't give me all, give me nothing. And nothing's what you'll get from me.
Not even something.
Nothing's what you'll get from me. Half romance will do.
Would you build me a house all painted white, cute and clean and pretty and bright?
Big enough for two, but not for three.
Supposing that we should have a third one,
he better look a lot like me.
Must be an image.
He better look a lot like me.
All right. That's just a sample of what you're going to hear with the Children's Musical Theater's presentation of and production of Oklahoma, July 11th through the 14th. And I like these matinees that you've slipped in there because Thursday and Friday are the evening shows. The matinees, my experience as an actor, you have all the adrenaline at night. And then when you do the matinee, it's almost like you're living the part. And it's second nature, almost like breathing. I always found the matinees to be really just a nice little different thing there. Yeah, have you done the matinees before, and did you find that to be pretty similar?
Yeah, you're usually more awake during the matinees, but being in front of the crowd wakes you up anyway.
Oh, yeah, you feed off the audience.
Oh, yeah. But the most surprising thing usually is walking outside afterwards, and it's still being a sun, and you're like, whoa, it's still bright outside.
What is this? Rehearsals, it's dark when we get out of here. Oh, goodness sakes. But it is a lot of fun, and it is a great challenge. And it looks like your crew, Cindy, and your cast are ready to meet that challenge head on.
We are. We have a hero, Curly, who will be on stage. Mm-hmm. And we have, our, of course, our villain, Judd Fry, who's vying for the Lori. So come out and see how this all works out.
Well, there's one character that I really enjoyed, and that was Ali.
Oh, we do have a great Ali Hakim. That happens to be my son.
Oh!
And
I did not know, folks. I wasn't trying to do that.
That's why I got involved in the organization originally 10 years ago, is because he got involved in CMT, and they just kind of rope volunteers in that way. You find a love for theater and a place to plug in, and they just keep you coming back for more because it's such a great organization.
Indeed it is. And I want to thank everybody for coming in today and having some fun with us. And I'm sure that the folks listening at home were not expecting a whole lot of music, maybe just a little bit, but you really blew down the doors here. I really appreciate it. Very talented people. Everything from the direction to the production to putting it together to the actors and the actresses. This is the whole package.
All right, make sure you get those tickets. You can't say no to this show, July 11th through the 14th.
I tell you what, she's a promoter. I like that. Yeah. Good luck and break a leg, everyone.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on our Community Connection right here on KWON.